Hello.
Bonjour.
Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're conducting a short public opinion survey in our community, and we'd like to get to know your opinion. So do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or a television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on any political campaigns?
No.
All right. So that would be a no.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
All right. So as you may, the question was, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or a television station?
No.
All right. So, as you may be aware, very few people actually vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. So thinking ahead, which of the following, I'm sorry?
I'm listening, yes.
Oh, all right. So which of the following best describes how you will be voting in the nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th? Would you say you're definitely going to vote, you're very likely to vote,
definitely
you're somewhat definitely going to vote? All right. So which political party are you registered?
I'm registered as a Democrat because you can't vote in the primaries unless you're registered as a Democrat or Republican.
All right. What is your main racial background?
Main what background?
What is your main racial background?
Oh, white.
What is your age?
40 plus.
40 plus, all right. So generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have we gotten off on the wrong track?
Wrong track. Let's see here.
From the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that would make your daily life better? Inflation?
The environment.
The environment. So would you say like flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency?
That's correct.
All right. Although it is a nonpartisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which one of the following best describes how you're likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? Would you say you're going to definitely vote for a Democratic candidate, probably for the Democratic candidate, lean slightly towards a Democratic candidate, or the same option
what kind
for
of candidate?
The Republican? Democrat. Or the same option for the Republican candidate?
I'll go with Democrat.
Would that be definitely vote for the Democratic candidate? Or
yeah.
Probably? Definitely, all right. So now I'm just going to give you a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. And if you could please indicate if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion towards them. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of them, you can also mention that as well.
Cool.
So the first one is Vicky Lopez.
Vicky Lopez, never heard of him.
Francis Suarez.
Francis, yes, I've heard of him.
Would you have like a very favorable opinion towards him? Somewhat favorable?
Yeah, favorable.
Somewhat favorable, all right.
Somewhat favorable.
Joe Sanchez?
Don't think I know him, no.
Fabian Bisabi?
Don't know.
Don't know?
Nope.
All right. Alex Diaz La Portilla?
I know him. I think he's, I gotta talk to my political friends and get the lowdown before the election. I know who he is. I don't know if I'd vote for him or not, but I know the name.
Okay, would you like no opinion towards him then?
Yeah, I like no opinion. By the way, I worked in politics once, like a long time ago, so I'm giving you the time.
Oh, all right. So what about Carlos Jimenez?
No one from the news, no opinion, because I gotta go ask my political friend.
All right.
How I'm supposed to vote.
Okay. Joe Correo.
He's a dickhead. Fuck that guy.
So very unfavorable?
I would think that would be the good way to describe him.
All right. What about Miguel Solomon?
Don't know.
Eileen Higgins?
She's a snake.
So very unfavorable?
I know who she is. Very unfavorable. What's that girl?
All right. Alfonso Alfie Leon.
I think I know that guy. I think he's a good guy. I like him. Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Maria Elvira Salazar.
Oh, my God. I know that girl very well. Screw her. I said that's a no.
Very unfavorable?
That would be a good way to describe her.
All right. Rosie Cordero Stetz.
Don't know the name. I wish I did. I'm sure if I had called my friend up, she'd be like, "Here's who this is, who he is, or here she is." I don't know who that is.
All right. Well, no worries. I mean, we kind of like that you may not know, because that way, one, we get more like varied answers, but
as
two,
always.
You're being
yeah,
honest.
Yeah.
So, what about Joe Biden?
Yeah, favorable.
Very or somewhat?
So very, very.
Daniela Levine Cava.
I'll give her yes, favorable. She's done a good job.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Donald Trump.
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
All right.
The political.
Okay, so now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for who would you vote for? Alfonso Alfie Leon or Eileen Higgins?
Is the other guy a Republican or Democrat?
I do not know. I am so sorry.
Eileen Higgins, because I know she's a Democrat, but she's a snake.
All right, so you would say Eileen?
Unfortunately.
All right. And between Joe Carollo and Eileen Higgins?
I would vote for the fucking Mickey Mouse before Joe Carollo.
So Eileen Higgins as well?
Yes.
All right. And between Miguel Solomon and Eileen Higgins?
This is a thing for Eileen Higgins. I'll just do myself. The other person. I guess, I don't know, whoever the Democrat is in the party.
So Miguel Solomon?
Just say Eileen Higgins.
Eileen Higgins, all right. So do you approve or disapprove of the job that Eileen Higgins is doing as your county commissioner?
I disapprove. I think she flip-flops. I think she's rude. I don't think she really listens to her constituents.
All right. Somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Very disapprove.
So now I'm just going to give you a few short statements about Eileen Higgins. And if you could tell me if based on each statement, if it would make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to want to support her for the 2024 kind of county commission.
I'm not going to support Eileen Higgins.
All right. Or if it would make no difference. So the first one is, Eileen Higgins says that she wants to improve transportation for residents, but under her watch, Miami-Dade just received an F score in transit and mobility. Higgins cut over 1,000 bus stops and routes that so many of our residents depend on, which has led to more crowded buses, higher costs, and people not getting to work on time. In one case, Higgins cut a bus stop that an 80-year-old woman uses every day and resulted in her having to walk more than 30 minutes to the next closest stop or taking expensive alternatives like Uber or Lyft. Does this make you somewhat less likely to support her or much less likely to support her?
Oh, definitely less. I'm not likely to support Eileen Higgins.
All right. Eileen Higgins' campaign has received hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign contributions from the corrupt big developers who are pushing out long-term residents from their homes by building high-end luxury properties that everyday people cannot afford and bring more traffic and congestion to our neighborhoods. Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Less likely. I'm not a fan of Eileen Higgins, but if I had to vote for her, I'd vote for her on a, not on a primary level, but I'd vote for her on a general.
All right. So would that be, like, somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
All right. Since Eileen Higgins took office 6 years ago, Miami-Dade County has become the most unaffordable place to live in and work in the country, with housing costs in the community more than doubling and Miami having the highest inflation rate in the U.S. Higgins has failed to address affordability crisis, and her policies have only made it worse, especially for seniors off fixed incomes.
That's agreed. I agree with that.
So much less likely to support her or somewhat less likely?
I'm likely to support, less likely, because she didn't right. She didn't really help with affordability.
All right. Well, so many
Yeah, go on.
Oh, all right. Thank you. So while so many are struggling to make ends meet, Eileen Higgins actually voted for more than doubling her taxpayer-funded compensation and benefits to $130,000 per year.
Okay.
So does this make you much more likely to support her, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Less likely. Less likely. If you're comparing Eileen Higgins to Mickey Mouse, I'd be voting for Mickey Mouse.
All right. Eileen Higgins gave billions of taxes.
I worked in politics, like I told you. I worked in politics 4 years ago. And Eileen Higgins did some pretty stupid, shady shit. And I was watching it from, you know, from a payroll perspective, like a person who was getting paid to learn all this stuff. And the stuff she did was so fucking shady. And then we'd see her. She was a fake smile. And her shit that she would vote on was fake. She was a fake person. And, like, we had to smile and shake her hand and be nice to her. I was like, you're a fake person.
Wow, really? I've heard a lot. I've heard some things about that, but I've heard that she's been compared a little bit to Hillary Clinton, but I'm not really sure if that's, like
that's because
actual.
That's because they both have shitty haircuts.
Oh, all right. So Eileen Higgins gave billions of taxpayer dollars to foreign developers for rail projects that were never completed, and Higgins supported a controversial rail project to Miami Beach that would bring more congestion and crime to residential neighborhoods. So this would make you somewhat less likely to support her or much less likely to support her?
I'm not going to support her.
All right. And then during these challenging times, Eileen Higgins voted against lowering property taxes for Miami-Dade County homeowners by nearly $20 million.
Hmm.
Much less likely to support her?
Still not going to support her.
All right. So now I just have to repeat kind of just one last time these kind of questions just before we finish to see if you, like, kind of change your mind a little bit or So if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today amongst the following candidates, for whom would you vote for, Alfonso Alfie Leon or Eileen Higgins?
I don't know if the first guy is a Republican or a Democrat. That's the problem. Here, I'm on my laptop. What's his name?
Alfonso Alfie Leon. I'm trying to search for him right now, see if we can find some...
Miami injury attorney.
Just going to search Valdivia.
Commissioner, he was defeated in a runoff. Oh, he looks skeevy. Oh, he looks like a Republican. He lost to Joe Criollo. Where is his personal website? Let's go to that.
State of Florida. Let's see.
Haha! Alfie doesn't even have a working website. Personal website, legislative aid, profession, Coral Gables Senior High.
Wait, I think if you look on his Instagram, you can maybe find him. Oh, wait, let's see. Wait, Leon. Let's see.
I have
him right here. Let's just see. Leon, District Commissioner. Wow, it doesn't really... Just a District 3. Okay, wow. I find it kind of suspicious that I can't see what he is.
Here you go. Someone actually Googled it. Is he a Democrat or a Republican? That was, like, the second thing that popped up. And, I'm in the news. Hold on.
Let's see if I can look it up on chat.
Miami Herald said he's the best.
He's a what?
Miami Herald picked him. So I'll pick him.
All right, so you're going to pick him? Alfonso Alfileon? All right. And what about in between Joe Carreo and Eileen Higgins?
Eileen Higgins over Joe Carreo. At least he knows she's not going to off.
And what about Miguel Solomon? Hello?
Yeah, I'm looking him up real quick.
Oh, all right.
Michael Sullivan?
Miguel. M-I-G-U-E-L.
Oh. I got that for it. I'm sure I didn't. He was, too.
Political advisor.
Oh, they're all nonpartisan. I would do Miguel Solomon over her.
All right. Okay, so now in the last few questions, they're just for demographic purposes. So what is the last grade of formal education you completed?
College.
College? Would that be like a bachelor's or a postgraduate or an associate's?
Bachelor's.
Bachelor's? All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. So thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. Have a good rest of your day.
Bye.
All right. Thank you.
Where's my wallet?